Harley-Davidson wanted its steelworkers union members in Milwaukee to agree to a reduction in health benefits and a wage cut for new employees. But union officials say the 1,500-member rank and file voted 2-1 against the concessions package. Harley-Davidson had said a yes vote would help fund an expansion in Milwaukee. But now the company says it will look to expand elsewhere. Some reports indicate 200 additional jobs may be at stake. State Commerce Secretary Mary Burke says she hopes before Harley makes a final decision, it will listen to see what more the state could do beyond an aid package that was discussed last week.
You know, as we work with any large company, that's an important part of Wisconsin's economy. We have, you know, various packages of tax credits and grants and loans, and that's certainly what we would talk to them about, along with resolving any other issues they may have with state agencies, you know, like sometimes with expansions, there's transportation issues.
Burke says the Doyle administration won't cut a deal that the state will regret later.
We compare this to other projects that we have done, you know, sizable projects that we have done, and we take into account not only the new jobs that would be created, but retention of the existing jobs. And so when we underwrite projects, those are the sorts of criteria along with the capital investment that we look at.
Harley-Davidson has said its expansion would be worth $120 million to serve customer demands for the next several years. The company also has manufacturing plants in Missouri and Pennsylvania. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.